You ask me if I want a salad, why would you ask that? I see what you're insinuating, just because I'm fat.
That was beautiful.
Yay.
Yeah, way to recycle things, Mike.
You guys know what that was?
It was our first one.
Yeah, but that was, I found that in my phone. That was a voice memo from 2012, early 2012. I think it was like June 2012.
So with 3 years old?
That was that was before our first podcast when I was trying to figure out what the theme should be, and I recorded that on my phone. That was the very first iteration of our podcast theme song.
That was the first test.
Can you believe that? 3 years ago.
Historic moment.
Yeah.
And it was. Historic moment.
I felt like it was appropriate.
Look at Mike. Mike is like Taylor Swift, so famous. He has his voice message thing, and when something comes up in his mind, he just records it.
That doesn't make me famous.
I thought you meant the headphones he was wearing right now.
Oh.
That's that too.
Did you mean my blonde curly hair? Is that what you meant?
Yeah, that too.
By Taylor Swift?
Yeah. So, this is our 15th podcast.
See, he's got this.
He does.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time and everything's on mic.
Yeah, it's number 15.
Oh, I thought you said 50th, like as a joke.
No. It will
number
never
15?
Be.
Is that we'll never anniversary?
Make it to,
is
we'll
that
never
an anniversary?
Make it to 50.
We're going to make it.
No, we're not.
We're going to.
This is our last
it.
Episode.
No, it's not.
Yep.
No.
It's definitely we decided not. This.
We're going to decide by the end of the episode.
Mike decided this is the last one, but yeah. Me and Brad decided not to.
They want to just
you know what, Brad?
Drag you guys.
Oh, we didn't tell him that, did we?
On forever.
We
talked about just, that on... It's just annoyed that he has to do everything and we just have to talk.
Yeah.
Except if that's a slavery problem, I mean, that's not our problem.
I just feel like it's like if we do one podcast a year, it's not really a thing.
Yeah, but whose fault is that?
Yours?
No, it's not.
I have to agree with Mike.
How much?
For once, we ganged up on Brett. That's historic, too.
And it's wrong. This is why you don't do it.
What, because you have a baby.
It's not
excuse.
Even true. That's
yeah.
not why.
Yeah,
my
she's always calling
sick.
You and telling what
my
she misses you.
My baby's cold.
My baby misses me. Oh.
There you go.
I never said she missed me. She said that.
Sure, she did. So there are a lot of things that have happened since our last podcast. Since
I know. When was our last podcast, by the way?
Since it's been like...
Does anybody remember?
I want to say it was November of
it's
last
a different
year.
Century.
I think it was... No, it was earlier than that, actually. It was November
2012. It was before we went to Iceland.
We went to Iceland.
We haven't done one since before that.
I don't think so.
Oh my goodness.
But something even more momentous happened very recently. It's one of the reasons I think we need to end this podcast at this episode. Because one of the prime reasons that this podcast was funny is because one of the members was an immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
Oh, it's not official yet, people.
Sure, it's probably
it is. It is official. Unless
it's
you
not.
Like rob a bank in between now and then. Mario has become a U.S. citizen.
I know. I still will be an immigrant, though. I'll still be an immigrant.
That's true.
I guess.
That's true.
Yeah.
But you always said
I cannot have an excuse if I have a green card.
Right. And you always said or you said it's a citizen thing, but now you're going to be
a citizen. Yeah.
You won't be an illegal alien anymore.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm a citizen. Well, not yet, but almost.
Yeah, when's the ceremony? You have to just have to have the ceremony,
yeah,
right? You already passed the test, everything.
See, they even have a party for me. You guys don't.
How does the test work?
It's a shame.
Do you just answer, like, just you individually answer questions?
Yes. They give you, when you go for your fingerprints, they give you a book with 100 questions that you have to learn. That has been my jam for the last 3 months on my radio. Because I had a CD instead of listening to music, sort of listening to. And like, I turn my car on, the first thing I hear is, who was the first president of the United States? Then you wait.
Who was
they
it?
Give you the answer. I was actually pretty, they were pretty easy. I can't complain.
So I have one other thing written down for today. I know Brett has some too.
That's it.
Number one. That's it. Two things.
Forever.
I had citizenship. And I was curious, Mario, would you like to tell us a little about your entertainment choices of late?
Oh, God. My new obsession?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because
the queen. He's done with the queen. Apparently,
no, I'm not done with the queen.
I haven't heard about the queen. In a while.
I just text her. Sometimes.
I'm crossing this one off my list because I had it too.
But
I text her sometimes. Actually, now Angela's in Europe, so I told
her
that my friend was swinging by. She said she's gonna go visit her.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she actually sent her a text message. She was gonna get a tea around 5 or something. So they're good together. But yeah, I'm friends with her. She's just like keeping on alone now because she's kind of old.
Yeah.
What does
she's
she like?
Busy.
What does she like to do during the day?
The queen?
Yeah.
She just watches TV, plays with the dog.
Does she watch American TV? Or
that's
no,
probably
not British.
She watches Downton Abbey. That's it.
She loves Downton Abbey.
Sherlock. Mm-hmm. Doctor Who.
She does. Yeah. She plots out to kill somebody sometimes, you know. She's like,
but who's like, the new obsession?
But my new favorite obsession is Julia Child. I'm in love with Julia Child.
I think there's a trajectory here.
Yeah, we could
old ladies. What is wrong with me and old ladies?
We could predict the next one. It's gone from old ladies to dead ladies now.
Oh yeah, because she died.
The queen is close, but
we should be able.
Didn't you say she was never gonna die?
Shouldn't we be able to predict the next one?
She will live forever.
But one day I was talking to Mario, and I was like, Mario, you want to go out to? I think, and I asked him if he wanted to come over and watch a football game, and he's like, no, I have plans. And I was like, what plans? He's like, I have a date with Julia Child. I was like, this is how this all started. I was like, what are you talking about? And now all he does is send me like clips of Julia Child.
No. Can you believe a dinner date with her and the queen? Oh my God, it would be paradise.
Who would?
I would totally, I'm going to wait. Look, I'm
looking
forward to
that. Would Julia Child have like a half of a fish sitting on the table?
Julia Child would be cooking a nice stuffed duck for us. She's so, I don't know, honestly, I know, I spent, what did I remember, or I spent my Friday night?
Right? Yeah, no, he did. He was texting me pictures of.
No, I actually tweet about it too.
Oh, you tweet? Yeah. It's the only thing that got Mario to tweet in like the last 3 years is Julia Child.
Julia Child.
Talking about sweet potatoes.
I don't know, I just love her. I got stuck looking at her YouTube videos, and I just love her being. I don't know, I just think she's hilarious. Anyways, so you guys should look into Julia Child, and then you will let me know.
I think most people did like 40 years ago.
You know my love for French people, right?
Yeah.
You know my deep love for French people. So I'm like, that's actually what shocked me too, because she is a traitor, because she basically loved everything that is French.
Yeah, but the best thing is she pronounces French things.
I know.
This is the pâté chardonnay.
It's true. So Julia Child, like, she's doing the pâté, and she's like, if you make pâté with, I don't know, she was making this pâté with beef, it's called pâté de campagne. Yeah, and then if you do the pâté with the eggs, you do, I don't know, name.
But it reminds me exactly of that, like, pâté chardonnay. She's
like, pâté de campagne. And then if you do the pâté, it's going to be a pâté de terrine. And then she was like that. She's so funny. She keeps doing that. And then the last time
she's like slapping a fish against a mallet or something.
And then she did the French fries. Yes, I was looking at one of the French fries.
Yeah.
She was like, if you take the pommes frites. And then he was like, and it's just so funny. I love her.
I've never heard Mario this excited about anything.
She's just so funny. Honestly, I look at a French show and I just laugh because she's hilarious. And like, you know what I love about her? It's such an old thing. I don't even know when it was recorded. Like 1970, 80? I don't know.
I think like, no idea. Somewhere in that range.
And like, you can tell that it's old. It's all old stuff. Like, she has nothing new. It's all old. Even the ovens. If you look at the oven, she was cooking in and whatever. But like, I love that nothing or things actually come out right. So
they,
like,
they
she
don't
was,
come out right?
No. Like, the other day she was doing a pie with apple. Huh. She flipped it over and the apples went everywhere. And she was like, well, this is not what it's supposed to look like, but you can fix it like this. And then she tells you how to fix things.
She's the survivor man of cooking shows.
Yeah, because she's like, because it was live, kind of live TV, there's not like now that you can change everything or whatever.
That's true.
She just went with it and she was fixing everything. Like, the other day she did a hollandaise sauce, you know, whatever. And she was like, and if it gets, and then she did it and it was all lumpy. She was like, well, this is how it's not supposed to look like it, but don't worry about it. We can fix this. So she doesn't fix it. I'm like, see, that is awesome. I just learned that that's for you guys taking notes. Mm-hmm. If you ever want to do a sauce blanc, like Julia Child says, a white sauce, you just take a cup of liquid and then use 3 tablespoons of flour and it always comes out right.
Flowers.
A sauce blanc.
What kind of flowers? Like daisies or daffodils?
All-purpose. All-purpose flowers. Yes, that's how it's called. Yes.
Okay.
All-purpose flowers.
Actually, for my notes, we just wanted to get it right.
Yeah, if you want to write down the recipe. For a sauce blanc, you take 1 cup of milk, and then you take 3 tablespoons of flour.
Flour, you said it right that time.
What did I say?
Flowers.
No, purpose flower.
No, you said flowers. And then I said, what kind of flowers? And you said, all-purpose flowers.
Oh, sorry, I meant flower. Oh, but if you're talking about a campagne, if you're talking about a sauce... About
Mario, yeah. if you're gonna keep impersonating Julia Child, you have to get the voice right.
I can't.
Your voice is so weird.
It's so high.
First of all, I love her because she says... I love her because she says, fat gives you flavor... Fat gives flavor, whatever.
She said fat, gives,
fat gives things flavor.
That's true. That's the best part.
And then did you guys know that she was the one that says, I enjoy cookie with wine. Sometimes I even put it in the food.
Oh, no, I didn't know that was Julia Child, people.
You guys don't know things about her.
I don't.
And then
that's
the best
true.
Thing she said was, every woman should have a blowtorch in the kitchen.
She probably wishes
did you write you these quotes down. Are you on Pinterest?
No, I'm on Pinterest because I created a board about her.
She probably would have wished you could advocate for her when she was still alive. Like
Honestly, she lived in Cambridge. I drove by her house all the time. I didn't know.
Where in Cambridge? Where is that?
103 Harving Street.
Where's that?
You know what it is? It's a...
Because everybody else listening wants to know.
Well, if you live in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and Harving Street is basically right behind Harvard University. You know...
Irving Street?
Irving Street. What did I say? Harving?
Harving. I was like, what's Irving
Street? I thought
it was spelled with an H.
Harving Street. Harving Street.
I really did.
Harnaldo Street.
103 Harving Street.
Irving.
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 Oh, God. Irving Street.
Irving Street.
So I'm going to drive by it. I drive by it all the time. I didn't even know that that's her house.
Is it
Shame
like, do
me.
They have like a little memorial
I
thing
think,
there?
Well, I don't know. I think
plaque?
People actually live there.
You think there'd be a plaque anyway.
Some sort of something.
Or like when you ring the bell, it's, woohoo!
Bienvenue! That's what it says.
It says a different French word every time.
Bon appétit! Oui, oui. Bon appétit! Yeah, anyways, I just love her. Look at her. I'm not seeing she's holding a chicken.
How do you
turkey.
Say qui est in French, Mario?
Ue.
What?
Ue.
Ue.
I think.
That would be a good doorbell.
Qu'est-il? No, I don't
no,
know.
No, it's like, is what is it, isn't it?
U is where we... U.
Where is it?
Where is it?
Yeah.
Maybe
we should call Julia.
I don't know. Ask Julia.
If only there was a way to find out how to say something in French.
Doesn't matter. This show's not about French people.
That's true. Yeah, I can't believe Mario, of all people.
I wonder if anyone
in
French listens to the show and is like horribly offended when Mario says things.
Man.
I'm not offended by Julia Child speaking French.
I can only think of one French person off the top of my head.
In the world?
That we know.
Is it Jean-Claude?
Jean-Claude. He's a jerk.
Quienes?
Quienes?
Oh, that's Spanish. Probably. Quienes? I don't know.
Arnaldo.
You know, being multilingual, it's not
it's difficult for you.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, so that was my Julia Child thing, and I think you guys should definitely look into Julia Child.
That was really impressive.
I
love her. I can talk about hours from her and the Queen. Oh, I can spend hours talking about
that. This whole
episode
could just be the part about Julia Child.
Yeah, probably.
Probably will be.
Yeah, most likely.
Okay, so I have, so going from the food
I
thing.
I have to go to the Smithsonian's look at her kitchen, by the way, when we go to Washington, D.C.
They have her kitchen?
When are we doing that?
Yeah, I'd say that the Smithsonian's.
Do you think that she's where they got the idea for Swedish Chef on the Muppets?
Who?
Remember the Swedish Chef on the Muppets?
No, we don't have Muppets in Italy.
Could be.
Really?
I don't really.
You guys don't have
that either.
No.
Do you have Sesame Street?
No.
Piazza. Can you tell me how to get
Sesame?
No. Sesame. Sesame.
No, they
mucho?
Really do have that in Spanish. Plaza Sesame.
Sesame.
Sesame mucho.
That's what it should be called.
Probably is. I'm sure they had Elvis Crespo on the show once or twice.
No, I don't. I don't recall.
Okay, so I wrote down something about cauliflower and Mario.
Cauliflower?
Yeah. Did we talk about that?
Oh. I like cauliflowers
gift. That, yes. Can you explain that?
Cauliflower is a beautiful flower. Cauliflower is a beautiful flower.
This is a poem?
Yes.
Cauliflower is a beautiful flower.
Well, if you ask Veronica, she should know about this because I'm sure she cooks it.
It's an Italian haiku.
No, cauliflower. Cauliflower is right. You guys are complicated.
McCulkey cauliflower.
When we went to the store, remember, they just look so pretty that you don't even want to cut them. So
I was trying to buy flowers for somebody.
Yes.
And Mario was like, get her a cauliflower.
Yes, it's true. I forgot about that.
No, actually, you wanted me to get her cabbage. It was a cabbage.
Cabbage. It was a purple cabbage.
You wanted me to buy her purple cabbage.
It looked
cabbage.
So beautiful.
He's like, but look how beautiful it is. I was like, no.
It's beautiful. And he's like, I cannot give her a cabbage. I was like, yes, you can. All that matters is that looks good. But then this person actually sent me a message that in Italy, she found a bouquet all of cabbage. So see, it wasn't that.
I thought it was cauliflower.
It was called edible arrangements.
It's not called edible arrangement. And I'm actually going to show you right now.
Okay.
Can you show our viewers?
Show them.
I mean, our listeners.
I'm going to show you. It's going to be posted as one of my tweets.
There's this thing called descriptive audio that they use for sight impaired people.
See? Look.
What is that?
Those are cabbages. Little cabbages.
So in Italy, they sell cabbages.
As a bouquet. Look at the flower, the florist. And then they put it in the centerpiece.
Wait, she did that or they do that?
No, she was at the market and she found this.
Wow.
So she recalled that
they had a recall on that flower.
Mario's English has taken a leap since our last episode.
It has.
Yeah, it's improving.
It is.
What are the new words?
Now I'm a citizen.
I'm not even joking anymore.
What are the new words did you learn?
That I learned?
Yeah. Do you know what juxtaposition means?
Yes, because in Italian it's really the same word.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Giustapposizione.
Oh. It's just a posizione.
I don't know what that means, but I know what it is. But yes, that's cauliflower. It's actually a nice flower. So next time you guys don't know what to buy to your girlfriend, just buy her a cabbage.
Next time you have a girlfriend, Brett.
You should bring her cabbage to your wife tonight and see what she says.
She'd probably throw it at your head.
She'd say, what's that supposed to mean? Why do I have to cook?
Yeah, exactly. She'd be like, what am I supposed to use this for?
No, once she will see how beautiful it is, she'll probably cry.
All right, so I have another thing here about... Oh, Mario has to tell us about your most recent purchase of a device.
I was gifted this toothbrush,
mm-hmm.
and I read the instructions, which are in English,
mm-hmm.
and I guess I wasn't really that smart reading them. But anyways, I read that the toothbrush will stop every 30 seconds to let you know that you have to change... So basically, the instruction tells you that you have to take your mouth, divide it in four parts. Just take it really out of your mouth.
It's very painful.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a surgery.
So you, basically, like, your top teeth will be a part, your bottom teeth will be another part, the back of your front teeth is one part, and the back of your bottom teeth is another part. Does that make sense?
Sure.
The back of your front teeth.
Yes. Like the...
In the front of your back teeth.
I'm making sense in my brain. I hope you guys are making sense in yours.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? You take your mouth, you divide it in four. Yeah. That's one. That's your top, the yep. bottom.
Right.
Then top, you have the bottom. Back of the top and the back of the bottom.
Right. I think you said it right that time.
Right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So I read that every 30 seconds it will stop. So you turn it back on and you brush the other side. So I went to the bathroom. I was, of course, running late for work. I went there and brushed my top, and that thing stopped. Brushed my bottom, the thing stopped. Brushed the back.
Sorry, when you said brush my bottom, it just sounds really weird.
Of my mouth.
Mike editing this one.
And then...
You might want to just take that part out.
I brushed the back of my top teeth, the bottom of my... The back of the bottom of... Whatever. The back of the bottom teeth.
Uh-huh.
And then I noticed, I looked at the clock, I noticed that I was super late to go to work.
You took like 20 minutes to brush your teeth.
So right. I went there and I went to work.
No wonder you're late.
Then at night I did the same thing, whatever. Then I text somebody and was like, did you guys use this, the person that gave me as a gift? I was like, do you use it? And she was like, no, not yet. And I was like, well, let me know, because I feel like it's taking forever to brush my teeth every time. Then I read the instruction and I noticed that the toothbrush will actually stop every 2 minutes. And it will vibrate every 30 seconds differently. So every time I brush my teeth, it stopped. I basically took 8 minutes for every time to brush my teeth.
You didn't realize that it seemed longer than 30 seconds?
I don't know. You know me. I'm always late. For me, 30 seconds, 2 minutes, is the same thing. Yes, I didn't notice.
You're like, wow, this is a really long 30
That's
seconds.
That's why I was late every time. I was like, this is taking me forever to brush my teeth. Because it took me basically 8 minutes.
I hope you told your boss this when you got there. Why are you late? Well?
Well, she probably noticed that my teeth were like consuming.
My toothbrush like, just kept going.
They were really clean. Mari walked in and she was blinded by the light bouncing off his teeth.
Yeah, so I realized that I brushed my teeth for 8 minutes. And then, so what I did, because I didn't believe it, I brought my phone with me in the bathroom and I started the timer as soon as I started the toothbrush. And I noticed actually that it stopped after 2 minutes mm-hmm. and not 30 seconds.
So they weren't lying.
They weren't lying. But I always thought that 30 seconds looked like, I don't know, 2 minutes looked like 30 seconds to me.
Yeah.
That's why I'm always late.
That's why.
Because I feel like it's going to take me 30 seconds and it actually took me 2 minutes.
That's why his teeth are 10% smaller than, than the last time.
That's the only small part of my body is my teeth because I brush it for 8 minutes at a time.
8 minutes, time three times a day.
No, you do the count. I spent an hour just brushing my teeth.
Yeah.
So,
But the dentist noticed the difference.
After that one day?
Yeah, no.
Was it a positive difference?
No, he said, you don't have gums anymore.
Yeah. I should tell all the listeners to actually buy an electric toothbrush.
Said, you don't have any more gums and your teeth are half a millimeter.
How long have you been using it now?
3 weeks.
And when did you go to the dentist?
2 days ago.
Oh, wow. And it made a difference.
He asked me. I didn't even say. And he was like, are you using an electric toothbrush? I was like, yes.
So are you using an electric toothbrush too much?
No.
Have you been brushing for 8 minutes?
And he said, you can tell the difference.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But you have Sonicare. You don't need him anymore.
I know, exactly. Right. I do my own drillings and my own cavities.
It has different attachments on the end.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can drill your own teeth. And
do you have scrape the paste, them? Everything.
Yeah.
It's good.
The enamel.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
See, I told you his English is better.
They'll put enamel back on your teeth.
Yeah.
That's only care that's for you.
That's how that's good. How good that is.
After you brush for 8 minutes, it gives that back to you.
Yeah. It like, gives you that 8 minutes back of your life.
Yeah.
Another thing that happened recently, besides Mario becoming a citizen unofficially, is that he...
Unless he commits a felony.
Right.
And he then I got deported.
Basically reached old age, right, Mario? Is that what I'm understanding?
What?
You've reached old age now?
Yeah, if you think French people are offended.
How old are you, Mario?
Imagine anybody over 30.
I'm 30.
Wow. And how does that make you feel?
Old. I'll be honest with you. I could die anytime.
That's right.
Nobody will care. Uh-huh. Because he was 30, so it's fine. He was old.
He lived a long, long life.
Like if somebody dies in his, in his 20s, he'd be like, oh my God, he was so young. How old was Mario? 30. Oh, okay, it happens.
Yeah.
And what?
I remember I was with Mario and his aunt one day, and we were together, and she, this is a while back, and she's like, how old are you, Mario? And he's like, 29. And she's like, hey, you got 1 year left.
Yeah, see?
Is she serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
It must be an Italian thing. When you're 30. You're
well, 30 is like a huge thing. Boy, people, so you don't understand. 3-0. There's no more two. Actually, there's no more two.
32. Right.
You get. That's still, it's on the opposite side.
Yeah, but there were no more ones like 10 years ago, so.
Yeah.
Who wants to be one anyways? Nobody. But the two, it's like an important thing.
What about 19? Does anyone want to be 19?
No, I don't care about 19, 20. Those are stupid thing. But 30 is a thing. You know, it's like a big thing.
Some of the best
it's
people
a big, round, fat number, you know? And then I just looked at myself. Big, round, fat people. I'm like, oh my God, that's me. I'm the number 30.
So is this really just about the aesthetics of how the number 30 looks on paper?
Also, that's another good thing about it, actually. You just made me think about it.
What was a good year? What was your best year, Mario?
27. 27 is really the prime age.
27?
Yeah.
No. Such a random age.
It's also the age that all
nothing
the
good happened to me in 27.
Rock stars
I think my high
themselves.
School period.
Really?
Oh, that's because the remember the world revolved around Mario in high school.
That's
yes.
right.
Yeah.
In high school, I had the best time of my life.
Yeah.
That's
because in Italy, high schools work different than here. You know, right? So.
So you learn stuff.
First of all, Italians learn more than American. That's for sure. But it's like
I thought you were just born knowing more, anyways.
Yeah, is it because of your popularity?
Well. Also, not my fault if I was popular. And
kind of it is. Yeah. Whose fault
it's
is
it? It's a good fault.
Yeah, whose fault is it?
It's a good fault to be popular.
Is it them for thinking you were likable?
Yes. Exactly. It was their fault for being wrong about being wanting stupid. To like me.
Yes, I think those were the best years. So, high school goes from... I know that I ended it, I was 18. So, 18 minus 5, how much is that, you math people?
You mean you humans?
You Italians who learned
you,
so much more than us in high school?
Knows more than
18
grade
minus
math.
5? 13?
5, 6, 7, 8.
13. Hold on, 13. Let me ask Layla.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure she would know more than you.
She knows.
All right. So I was 13?
Mm-hmm.
Did I
yes.
So 13
yes,
to 18.
You were 13.
Wow, that's a long period. You had a good stretch there.
I had a good 5 years, I'm telling you.
So what did you do?
I hated high school.
High school.
What did you do in high school?
Well, high school
that's
in Italy
he did
is
nothing.
Like,
right.
Your face didn't do nothing. I did a lot in high school.
It's like Italian 90210.
It's like in Italy, first of all, like you get into a class. You're assigned. First of all, it's... you're assigned from people all over the region around there because okay so in Italy once you're 12 you finish your middle school you have to decide what you want to study for your high school so you have the freedom and I chose to go to a school that was like an hour away from no I'm lying probably like 30 minutes away from my house. And you just get together with this class of people that you don't know. Usually it was like 20, 21 people. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be stuck with those people for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. But why did you choose to abandon the people from the first 12 years?
Because you have to.
Why did you want
to
get away
from
Because
he wasn't popular then.
Right, exactly.
No.
I'm thinking he was a new start.
Because everybody then decides what to study. Okay. Once you're 12.
So what did you decide?
I wanted to go for foreign languages. So okay. I went into foreign languages. If you want to be a scientist, you will go to scientist. Will not
so you
be
have
the
to have your whole life figured out by 12.
Exactly. Right. It's true.
You're like,
big goo goo gaga, I want to be a diplomat. It's kind of creepy, but that's what it is. At 12, okay. You have to choose what you want to study for.
I would have been going to film school.
Yeah,
I would have been 12.
So yeah. I decided to go foreign languages, and I went to this school in Imperia, which is a city. And I was assigned with these 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
And those 20 people, you will always be with them for 5 years, from 8 o'clock in the morning till 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
You know what, though? I was just thinking about this.
So you they become like your best friends right there,
because
mm-hmm. you're stuck with them for the 5 years of your life.
Right.
I was just thinking, though, it's actually kind of, because when you're 12, mm-hmm. right, and you want to do something,
too much
probably, because think about like if you did what you wanted to do when you were 12, you'd probably still be happy with it now.
I would.
Yeah. And I was actually thinking about me. I was like, actually, I would, like, if I actually did that, it might not be the most practical thing all the time. But it's probably something you actually love.
Yeah.
Usually
yeah.
things you really love as a kid, it's not like you just stop loving them.
What would you have done at 12?
You probably would have built robots.
And you do that now?
No, I don't. I wish I did.
I kind of do.
I did for a while.
Not build robots, but
anyways.
Yeah, but that's... Yeah, I guess you're right. Because I love to do that, and I'm still happy I did that choice. So I made a good choice.
Yeah. So the lesson here is only Mike failed to realize his dreams.
I guess. Sorry, Mike.
Sorry, Mike. Wah, wah.
You know, it's funny you said that, because my dream was to actually work in an airport, and that's what I did.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
High hopes.
I know, high hopes.
Wait.
You know what's funny, though? I didn't know it was going to be a miserable thing, but, you know, as a kid, I used to play with my cousin. I think we talked about this. I used to play with my cousins that I was checking her in on a flight.
Really?
Yeah.
No, we didn't talk about that. I'd remember.
No, I don't think so.
We did. I think so.
Yeah. I don't
so she was the customer and I was the guy checking her in. Then when that really happened in life,
blew your
it
mind.
Was a miserable
and it was Tom
place.
Brady instead of your cousin.
Right.
I know.
It was Giselle actually. And Tom.
And Tom and the kids.
Yeah.
They're my best friend.
Wait, so you still didn't tell us what you actually did in high school.
Me?
Yeah.
I told you.
He was friends with people.
I was popular.
That was what I did for 5 years.
So we've learned that the
friends,
thing that makes
I still
worked with their
them.
Friends.
We've learned the thing that makes Mario the most happy in life is popularity.
Being popular.
It's not my fault.
So this is why we
should. I think it's a good thing.
So
why?
So
is
if Mario's ever depressed, we should just get a bunch of people and like just like fawn all over him. And be like,
this is why we can't.
Hey, Mario, you're so great.
This is why we can't end the podcast.
Then I hate you for that.
This is why the podcast has to go on.
No.
Only when Mario's depressed.
No, it's opposite.
That's true.
No, wait, that's different. Now I'm looking like I like to be like...
popular.
No, worshipped or kind of thing.
No, like Beyonce.
That's different.
Like
yeah.
Beyonce.
I can never
Well, Mario admitted to us... Well, yeah, you were there when he admitted that he almost told someone to bow down to him today.
Yeah. Yep.
That doesn't make me Beyonce.
Old habits die hard.
All right. Okay, guys, so, we gotta finish this. What do you think? There is something good?
Oh, yeah. There's enough. All right, guys. This has been our last podcast.
No,
it's been a pleasure.
It's not our last podcast.
It's been such a pleasure doing this for you.
No, this is our last podcast.
I'm not sure if anyone's listening.
For this month.
Good job, Brett.
Until next time. Till next month. I want to put up a poll that says, do you still listen to Mario Knows
okay.
Best?
And you'll
yes,
see when there's
no
response.
Sometimes.
You're just
going to
get
answered.
No response.
That's yeah, true. I mean, like, anyways. Yeah.
Well, if nobody responds.
We're going to do this again, guys. We'll be back.
Yes, we will.
And like Julia Child that says, bon appétit.
Julia Child presents the Chicken Sisters. Miss Broiler, Miss Fryer, Miss Roaster, Miss Capernet, Miss Stewart, and Old Madam Hen. We're roasting Miss Chicken today on The French Chef.
Mike, you need to make a soundboard out of
Julia Child.
No, out of Mario's impression of her.
Bienvenue! Pâté de campagne! Pâté de terrine! Pomfret! Hollandaise. Sauce blanc. Soufflé au fromage. Champignon soufflé. La tarte de tartin. Tartin de tartin. Tarte de tartin. Tarte de canard. Terrine de canard. Terrine de canard. Bon appétit.
So that's all for today on The French Chef. This is Julia Child. Bon appétit.